that I have, the wisdom that I have, the experiences that I've been through. You understand what I'm saying? I know how to make things happen. I know how to put things together. I understand the woman. I understand how the female works. Ain't nothing sweet. Ain't nothing always easy. Ain't nothing, you know, peach.
I told Shawty, don't call me Cardi, don't call me C, don't call me Star, call me Cairo. And when you spell my name, make sure you put the apostrophe above the E.
When they saw my hunger was never quenched. My thirst was never quenched, and I stayed home.
Really, really showed me that she's about me.
It's because of the man not being in his rightful position that have allowed her to be out of position. So I'm not shocked by that era of city girls and all.
It might not take 20 minutes.
See, fine play.
Right, God damn it.
I know what it is. God damn it.
She knows the lay of the land.
All right, so explain that to us. What do we don't know what we're doing?
She wanna come drip with the crew, got a Leo Virgo and a Scorpio too. She's shaking that ass like a thrill of something. I love this little bitch, she see a little bit that I like a little.
Explain something to you men who may find yourselves feeling like you've been disrespected or betrayed by a female. You need to understand that females make emotional decisions. And those decisions that she makes cannot control your actions nor your character as a man. You need to understand that, yes, you did everything right by this woman. You may have supported her. You may have put her on the right path, helped guide her. You might have taken care of your kids if she's your baby mama, if she's your wife, if she's your girlfriend, if she's your side chick, whatever type of female it is. You need to understand that at the end of the day, a woman is not worried about what you've done for her. She's worried about what she feels. But there are great women out there who are seeking a great man like you, because queens always seek.
She like me. When she moving, she dance like my diamond. You know how I drip like a Pisces. Take her to the river and drip like a Pisces. She shaking that ass like she like me. When she moving, she dance like my diamond. You know how I drip like a Pisces.
You give her two choices. Be good or be gone. See, what these young guys don't understand is a woman don't like nothing soft. And 90% of these they make deals, they compromise. When that woman sees she can't get around you, manipulate you, when that woman see that you're not weak for sex, when she see that you're standing on principles, you give them two choices. Be good or be gone. Greyhound running every 45 minutes or hour to get to where you know you need to go to. What I do, Cass, is what you did do. Y'all, this is how we gonna do it. When you ain't complying and doing things on my core and how I say do it, man, you got to go. These guys ain't got that confidence in themselves to do that. They lay around, they take the punishment. They're talking crazy with a like me with zero tolerance with that kind of how it started is how it's gonna end.
A woman who doesn't listen does not belong in your life. I shall explain. A woman who doesn't take corrections from you. A woman who doesn't take instructions from you, a woman who doesn't take direction from you, is dangerous. That woman is condescending and arrogant. She thinks she's doing you a favor by being in a relationship with you. That woman thinks she's better than you, and she deserves to be with someone who's better than you, richer than you, more successful than you. That woman is disrespectful, always arguing with you. Always creating unnecessary drama, giving you no peace because she wants to prove a point. That woman is an unfaithful, ungrateful, disloyal, and treacherous. She will betray you, humiliate you, and abandon you for another man. Stop trying to change her. That woman will ruin you. Run when you still can. Drop a 100 if you agree with me. You may want to save this video for later and pass it to your friends who need it. God bless. A woman.
If you talk to me once, come on. Now, if you don't want to come on after talking to me, okay. But don't want to talk to me again, because you already know what I'm about. See, I don't play games and I don't waste time. Kindly get out my car and don't look back. You missed your shot.
Hey, listen, I got to tell y'all something. Stop asking your woman for advice.
I didn't get here because I was asking my woman for advice.
She don't really want to see you win. She really don't want to see you live like this. I'm going to tell you one more time. Stop asking.
15, 30 second thing, but man, that ain't the whole game. And if you really, if you try to use that game, I'm gonna be honest, you're gonna fuck your relationship up because you ain't getting the whole thing. You getting a little sound bite of the whole game. I give hundreds of crumbs of game, right? But it takes thousands of crumbs of game just to make up one slice of cake of this game. You're missing a lot. You can try to figure it out from my videos, but you won't. You might as well tap in and get the whole thing. What I'm trying to do is bring it back to the man and bring it back to the value, because then you ain't gotta chuck and jive. You ain't gotta just be trying to sound cool, right? When you really are who you say you are, you don't need game, because you are game. I am the value, and when you have enough value, you don't gotta do no tricks. This is what these dudes want. They want some tricks, some lines, some rah-rah. No, when you really have value, what you say means something to the woman. When she really see you living like that, she respects you. She ain't gonna get out of pocket with you. But y'all dudes just want to say some cool shit. Y'all don't want to be the man that she gonna respect in every area. That's why all of my programs work in conjunction. Get your entire self right to be undeniable, be bulletproof. And what she gonna say to you when you tell her to be quiet, when you ask her to do something? She gonna want to do it because you's a bulletproof motherfucker.
Well, the last one, yeah, but you didn't do that.
So I gotta wait for this.
I'm not talking none of that.
Right.
And then the chick says, whoever else gonna eat my pussy better for 20 minutes.
Right.
Who do you think wins?
The chick knows the lay of the land better, man.
I just wanna know her. Who do you think wins? You or my nigga with the beard? He got experience.
It might not take 20 minutes.
See, fine play.
Oh, God damn it.
You know what it is.
Here we go again. I'm following my heart again. And I just got to San Diego. My baby doing a photo shoot right now. I'm about to pull up on her, pop up on her. I know I told y'all I was single yesterday, but I hope it is.
What are you talking about?
Shit, shit, shit.
Went into a relationship completely ready, like, oh, yo, let's do this shit.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I didn't have to work on
it. She was my homie. Friend.
I mean, relationship.
Holly Fly, you know, I don't even understand what two options, and you only get to choose one to keep.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Two songs. You got Love TKO.
Looks like another Love TKO.
Or Lenny Williams, Because I Love You. Which one you putting on repeat?
Love TKO.
In the wells. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad.
Love TKO.
Okay.
TKO.
Second song out. You got Diamond in the Back or International Players Anthem?
Diamond in the Back.
Cold. Alright.
I want a diamond in the back. I want a sun. I want a big in the scene with a gangster. I want a diamond in the back.
My bitch a choose it lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money.
I know you like music, so we going lyrics. Jay-Z or Jada Kiss?
Jada Kiss, we was just talking about this in the barbershop. I'm going with Jada.
Alright, so who's worse? Cat Stack or Krishan Rock?
Both of them sluts.
Okay. So,
Cat Stack's work. Cat Stack's work. At least for Sean, she got motion. She got big motion.
Unfair. Who did the drive-by? Who did the drive-by back then?
This is Star.
That's the gangster right
now,
there.
Now, let me tell you
that's,
about
that's
Star.
It's a G.
With Star, it works. Because it's like, with Star Cavalli, she's almost like the assistant. Because it's like, with me, if I don't knock it down, I'm like, Star, go get her. Knock this girl down. And Star will go put in the definite work.
Yeah, it's easy.
You heard a Young M.A.?
Yeah.
That's the homie right there. Big up.
Of course. Big love. Up. It's always love.
All right. That's what's up. That's
love
what's
to everybody.
Up.
Right.
Definitely. Oh, you got another one?
Some other people, yeah. Get the
listen,
game.
Listen, man, Akinelli,
yes.
Man, I'm already. You already got my vote.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us tonight. We're running for
now,
mayor.
Now name the names again. Chaos and
this is Chaos, and this is Mink.
Ming?
And this is Star Mink. Mink. And Mink. And Mink. This is Star like Cavalli. Star Cavalli makes it happen.
Star Cavalli. Oh, okay. So these are all your girls, Star Cavalli. Like that, like
Star Cavalli works with me. Hang on. Star Cavalli works with me.
With everybody.
Yeah. Wait. Talk over the mic. What's Star Cavalli?
Oh, yeah.
I drank Roberto Cavalli vodka before. It was nice.
That part.
Star Cavalli basically is the one where if we see something, and if I see something and I'm not participating at the time, Star will go knock it down.
She the recruiter.
And bring it back. You gotta get her.
You gotta get somebody.
You know, like when it's time, Star's the one where I'd be like, look,
shit,
what are we
one.
Doing?
God damn it.
What's going on?
This nigga's DJ Khaled right now. He got another one. All right, so listen. All right, so let me ask you something. Now, I presume you're gay, correct? That's cool, right? I'm talking to you, Star.
Me? Yeah, of course.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So do you think men eat pussy good, or you think we have no chance
you
when it comes
no
to that?
We have no chance. No chance.
Like, let's roll. All right, cool. He just look like, hey, look, right, let's roll you and him. Bag the same chicks.
Right.
Time out. I'm throwing you under the bus. It's okay, your girl's not here. All right, listen. This is totally an example, right?
Right.
Suppose y'all both bag a chick. And I'm not talking looks. I'm not talking none of that.
Right.
And then the chick says, whoever else gonna eat my pussy better for 20 minutes.
Right.
Who do you think wins?
The chick knows the lay of the land better, man.
I just want to know her. Who do you think wins? You or my nigga with the beard? He got experience.
It might not take 20 minutes.
See? Fine, play.
All right, God damn it.
You know what it is.
God damn it.
She knows the lay of the land.
All right. So explain that to us. What do we don't know what we're doing?
I don't really know. I kind of just focus on the finish line. It's like, you know, you got to catch the ball.
Line. If I'm, see that?
If I'm looking at you, I can't catch the ball.
I got to catch the ball.
Like, I'm out of here.
Too much,
I'm going to the end
finish
zone.
Line. You heard that? The finish line.
But are you comfortable with me asking you, like, have you ever been with a man?
Just
like,
yeah, of course.
And what did he didn't do for you that made you go to the other side?
It wasn't really that. Women are just beautiful.
I agree with you. Goddamn it.
We all agree with that.
So what do you want people called?
I'm just a woman.
Okay.
There we go.
In my heart, I'm just a woman as well.
I love women, goddamn it.
No, I just love this because you know why?
Yeah.
You know, this is a chance for our audience to be educated as well. Because, you know, the thing about Drink Champs is we accept transgender. We accept whatever.
Right.
Whatever. If you want to listen to us,
right,
you want to be a part of us, you want to get a Drink Champs shirt.
Ain't
no judging. We don't judge you any color, race, national, creed. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about, this is what I'm saying.
We
is
don't judge him.
Whatever the fuck you want to be and you want to be a part of the Drink Champs,
yes,
we accept you.
Definitely.
We don't. There's no stipulations. There's no motherfucking, you know what I mean? Whatever.
It's everybody under the hip-hop flag.
Everybody under the hip-hop flag. We don't care if you gay. We don't care if you burgundy. We don't care if we're your pro. That's a new color.
Right.
And we don't give a fuck.
Valley right here.
Come on, get the mic.
Who you
get the mic?
A couple million people listening.
Shout out 24K the model on Instagram.
She trying to hide. Shout out her Instagram.
I did it for her since she got high at Star Cavalli. StarCavalli.com.
Talk to them, Star.
That's right, Star.
Star comes to knock you.
Star Cavalli. Just look at
that. About to write you some rhymes, goddamn.
Oh no! I'm a writer.
You're a writer.
I'm a super writer.
I'm putting you.
Where
whenever, you from though?
I was born in New York, but I lived in Cali, Miami.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you see me come in the club with Star, somebody's getting knocked down. Star's getting knocked down. So it's like, look, over there, it's straight for the hunt. It's like, Star, who's that over there? it's like it just skips right to it. Before it was like, can I take you to the movies? Now it's like, you want to start eating your pussy? And it's just like, you just gonna skip right to it.
Claim being a lesbian? Do lesbians make that? Like, do they maybe mad at me if I say I'm a lesbian?
I do me. Everybody do you. Live your life.
So I could.
Everybody just live your life.
So I could come to the lesbian conventions and they gonna let me in.
Do you?
All right, my nigga. Let's make some noise, goddamn. Ionelli, man.
Yes.
I'm going to show love to Miami and you beautiful ladies for coming out to Miami. It's all the thing that, you know, that that's helping us push, and we're gonna continue to do it. And we thank y'all for coming, man. DJ EFN. Remember, September 10th, we're doing that Nori barbecue. I'ma fly back from Hawaii just to do this, and we're gonna keep going. And thank you so much, Akinyele, man. And yes. Now, what is your name as mayor? Is it gonna be the
Akinyele Adams? You're gonna.